Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, hello, good evening. You are on the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. How are you? Oh, it's been a week. The week has gone by so quickly. We're already at another week for praying and praying together. How exciting is that? So I am excited about having you on. And I want to invite you to invite others to come on. Let's get this prayer partnership going on. Come on in the room. And if you're on, please make sure you check in and you say hello to Pastor Steph so I'll know that you are on and you are joining us today. Okay? It is Sunday, July 24th, 2022. Wow, we have almost gone halfway through this year, pretty much. And we're on to the rest of the year. God spares our life. And it has been exciting to have you on with me each time I'm here to pray. And I want to encourage you to get somebody on with you, even if it's just one person, just one individual. I know it's hot. I know it's just, woo, it's sweltering in some places. It's hot. All I'm doing is sitting still, and I am pouring with sweat. So I know it might be a little uncomfortable, but guess what? There should always be sunshine in your heart when it comes time for prayer. It shouldn't feel like an overwhelming thing. It shouldn't feel like it's too much. It shouldn't feel like we're just, you know, oh, I got to go pray again. No. Remember, once you start inviting God into different areas of your life, your whole life begins to change. And I would love to believe that you want that change to take place. If not for you, definitely for someone else. A mother, a father, a sister, brother, grandpa, uncle, co-worker, classmate, friend. Listen, we need to reach out to other people so that they can learn the benefits of prayer, especially if you know that they don't necessarily pray. So we're not going to be on very long tonight. We're going to get these prayer requests read. We're going to get that prayer off, and we're going to be able to go back and sit down under the fan, under the AC, if you had to make any modifications in order to be on. It's okay. We're not going to be that long, and I'm just looking forward to hearing all of your prayer requests. Tonight, I'm inviting you to put your prayer requests in the chat, okay? So I can read them. I want to be able to read them. I want to be able to just know what we're going before the Lord for, because, again, you're not alone in this journey. You're not alone in this journey. I'm going to read in a couple of minutes, you know, what we've been praying for the past 30 plus weeks, and you know, we just may have covered something that you are concerned about, that affects you, that is you, so you can have an opportunity to go back and listen. You can go back on Facebook Live, Coach for Christian Life. You can go back to our Coast of Walk Christian Talk Show YouTube channel, or you can go to Blog Talk. And not only Blog Talk, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can go to Amazon podcast. You can go to Spotify. You can go to Pandora. You can go to audible.com. Yes. You can go in almost any one of your favorite podcast platforms and you'll get this prayer, as well as all of our past prayers, as well as listen to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, Monday through Friday, every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. So you're getting a double dose of Pastor Steph, all right? So let's delve back into where we've been in the prayer theme. Let's see what we got. All righty. Well, week one, we prayed for the man, impactful prayer for him, whether he was a dad, whether he was our brother, our father, our uncle, didn't matter. We prayed for the men. The second week, we prayed for dads. Then we followed that up with praying for our children. We then prayed openly for any particular topic or issue God put on your heart. We then followed the fifth week, moms, then husbands, siblings after that. Then we prayed for mental illness and depression. We then prayed our ninth week, self-care and self-treatment. We then followed that up with family, then the sick. Then week 12, service workers, anybody who service our needs, plumbers, mechanics, hospital workers, it doesn't matter. Then week 13, we had toxic habits, people, places, and behavior. We then prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus. Week 15 was the five victims. 16 were crime victims. 17, friends. Then we had a prayer of thanksgiving, followed up with a prayer for kindness. Then week 20 was discipline. We prayed for patience, then strength, then rest, then emotional hurt and pain. Week 25 was trust. Then we prayed for compassion. The following week, resentment. Then we prayed for schools, teachers, students, and parents. Honesty was the following week. Thoughtfulness, the next week. Then we prayed again for someone who doesn't know Jesus. And we added on to that, we were praying for a deeper relationship in the Lord, or with the Lord, rather. Then the 32nd week, those who choose to live the hard way, yes, we prayed for them. And now this week, selfishness. Ooh. Ooh, who has that issue? Who has the issue of selfishness? You know, selfishness is something that's really sneaky. You know, a lot of times you don't realize that you're being selfish. You don't realize that you're being self-centered. You don't realize that you just wiped everybody else off the map or off the concern list. And now it's all about you. And it can come from many, 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 many different things. But before we go there, I want to give a shout out to our girlfriend Vivian. Vivian can be heard on Wednesday morning for our socially conscious segment. Every Wednesday morning, she comes on around 7:15 a.m. And wow, she gives us the launch for our Wow Wednesday. So you want to make sure you don't miss Vivian each Wednesday morning on this Due Time with Pastor Steph. So hey, fam, thank you for joining us. So we're talking about selfishness tonight. And, you know, we were talking about, I ended off saying that selfishness kind of gets launched for many different reasons. You know, sometimes, you know, growing up, we were ignored or rejected. Maybe in class, maybe at home. You know, it could come from anywhere. You know, over our life, you know, we may have been rejected or, you know, pushed to the side by maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a man or whoever you call them these days, a husband or a wife. You know, just somehow you were overlooked at one point and you just made the decision that, you know what, that's not going to be me no more. I'm going for self. And, you know, if you have an issue, you know, that kind of helps people to ignore you or help people to overlook you, then when you say I'm going for self, you know, you can make sure that's done, you know, in a godly way. You know, and when I say that, meaning that you're just going to pay more attention to yourself. You're just going to take care of yourself. Remember I said, what would we pray for? Self-care and self-treatment. You know, so you don't want to take something that's supposed to be self-care and self-treatment and now let it kind of cross that line and fester into selfishness. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, I can't beat you up, you know, or if you're selfish, if, you know, it got launched from something like that and all you were trying to do was necessarily, you know, wasn't necessarily being selfish, but you were just trying to, you know, look out for yourself a little bit more. Well, make sure that does not turn into just dismissing everyone else, ignoring everyone else, not paying attention to anyone else's needs, because that, it's a fine line. It's a fine line. You know, when you feel like you've given, 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 and all I did was give to that relationship, well, now I'm going to sit back, and it's all about me, and I'm not going to do anything, and they just have to fend for themselves, or you know, I can't help them. You know, they just going to have to do for me, and after I'm done for, then I'll think about doing for someone else. No, we can't do that. We can't do that. So you know what pastors have had for you. I got some scriptures. It's not just me talking. You know how I do. I don't like anybody to say, well, Pastor Seth said, I always like to be able to quote scripture. Okay? Ooh, we starting out with a good one. Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 4. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Let me read that again, just in case you didn't catch that one. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. And that's what I was just talking about. You know, a lot of times when we're hurt, we really can't go anyplace but to ourselves because we're just tired. We're tired of always, you know, worrying about somebody else and what about me? And, you know, listen, there's a fine line. And remember, the Bible is telling us, you know, don't just look out for yourself. Look out for others. Okay? Let's make sure we do that. Okay? All right. Ooh, let's see. Oh, 2 Timothy 3, verses 2 through 4. But people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, scrolling with deceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of You gotta be careful. You know, when it says you'll be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, that's about you. That's when it, listen, I'm talking about me right now. You know, yes, I know so-and-so has, you know, they have their needs, but I gotta look out for me, okay? So before we go to our next scripture, I want to say a hearty shout out to Serge, our first man in the house this morning. Welcome, Serge. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember to please invite. Just one person. Just invite one person and introduce them to a man named Jesus, a man that they may not have ever heard of on this level. We're not talking about heard about Jesus the way everybody presents Jesus. We're talking about on the perfect, the correct level. So you want to make sure that that's what you're doing, okay? All righty. Ooh, how about this one? 1 John 3:17. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him. How does God's love abide in him? Now, one thing about God, oh, he's going to challenge you. He's going to challenge you. And there's your challenge right there. How does God's love abide in him? When you see your brother in need, but you know what? I done gave to everybody. I got to look out for me and mine. Yeah, watch how quickly that dissolves. Watch how quickly that evaporates. Watch how quickly you no longer have that. You don't want to be left there. You want to make sure that you are always taking care of God's people, because I promise you one thing, God will take care of you. He will always supply your needs. Just make sure you don't see anyone going through something where you can help, because if so, you're going to be in big trouble. Okay? So again, let me invite you to invite someone in. Please put your prayer request in the chat room tonight. We're not going to be long. I promise you that. And I'm getting ready to read these prayer requests very shortly. And then we will go into prayer. And, you know, I want you to think about, as we're reading, you know, think about this stuff. If we're reading our scripture, I want to make sure you understand we're talking about selfishness tonight. Selfishness. Are you looking so hard at yourself? Are you watching your needs so hard that you just not paying attention to anyone else? That you're not, it just doesn't even matter. I have literally heard people say that. I'm sorry, I didn't get everything I need to do for people. It's about me, right? And again, it's a fine line. If you are a person who never took care of yourself, who never, ever, ever took care of you and always put out days, cared about other people, God does not, that's not healthy. God does not want that. He wants to make sure that you have a balanced life. He said, Jesus said, I came to bring you life and to give it abundantly. You would have it abundantly. He's giving it abundantly, and you would have love and life abundantly. See, Jesus didn't come for us to have pennies and pittance. No. He came so that we could have everything. All of the treasures in heaven belong to God's people. So you don't have to worry about ever not having, as long as you're serving God. So you only have that concern when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Okay? Right. So I got a couple more scriptures, and then we're going to get to reading our prayer request. So again, if you have a prayer request, please put it in the chat room so I can make sure to read it before we go into prayer. So that'll be something that's already lifted and offered up to God. Okay. All right. Ooh, James 3:16. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. That's why the Bible tells us when we break one commandment, we break them all. Check this out. It says there will be disorder and every vile practice. You can't just have jealousy and selfish ambition and nothing else is going to exist. It's all connected. That's why the Bible tells us we break that chain of commandments. We have broken them all. It's all connected. It's all connected. Let's make sure we understand that it is all together in one ball. We cannot serve God if we are living selfishly. Just think about it, okay? Let me give you one more. Hebrews 13:16. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Amen. Pleasing to God. And we want to make sure that we are always, 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 always doing what is pleasing to God. Because again, that ensures that he's going to take care of us. Okay? All righty. All right. I got That's a prayer request. And again, if you have a prayer request regarding selfishness, whether it's you or whether it's someone else that God has revealed to you, make sure you put it in the chat room, okay? All right. Asking God to forgive me for my selfishness. Oftentimes I get in the way of God being able to use me because I think of my comfortability over the kingdom. Amen. 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 Praying for my church family. Praying that we are strong enough to fight the appeal and temptation of selfishness and in response to lack of support, stupidity, or other people's selfishness. Praying that we remember above all, we work for God and make ourselves available for Him. Amen. Amen. Praying for our children. Praying that they learn how important their roles are in their families, in the church, in their circles. Praying that God helps them heal from any hurt and pain that could cause selfish tendencies. Amen. Amen. And that's what I was talking about. You know, sometimes in your upbringing or sometimes in your experiences, you know, now someone has treated you, you know, especially neglectful. Neglectful. And now you got to think of you. You know, I got to go for self. I got to go, you know, into self-preservation. You got to watch how far that goes because you may not be able to turn that around as quickly as you think. So I want to thank you for those prayer requests. Pray for all the parents who say they love their kids but make choices that only please their own right now desires. Oh, I love that. Praying that God exposes them to their selfishness and gives them the desire to lay it at Jesus' feet. Amen. Oh, you are sending in some true prayer requests today. Praying for the residual selfishness that's still lingering in my heart. Asking the Holy Spirit to continue to remind me of all God does for me and how that should prevent me from thinking of myself first, putting others second. Amen. Praying for my dad, praying that his brother's situation shows him why he shouldn't think so highly of himself and his motives. Asking God to release his mind and heart from the arrogance and pride that leads to his selfishness. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Amen. I've been a selfish person in my younger self. Asking God to forgive me and continue growing me to be the better man than I am today, where I can help people who need the help from me. I want to ask God to help those who need help with selfishness that the world shows us, that we need to go mine and forget everything else. As long as I get mine, I'm good. Asking God to rewrite that mindset. Amen. Amen. Asking for my church family that they continue showing the love towards one another, not to be selfish, well, and willing to give a helping hand to each other. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Lifting myself in prayer for God to search my heart for any selfishness in me, down to the little things I may not pay attention to. May God grant me more clarity to discern the needs of others more than thinking of myself. Amen. Amen. Praying for those who abuse the word love and spitefully use people for their own gain. May God put their hearts to change their ways and be more honest with their loved ones. Amen. Praying for this nation's leaders and to consider to the poor and needy more than being selfish, not sincerely doing their job, continually trying to make profit. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. Praying for my selfishness and putting my feelings and emotions in front of those who may be going through something as well. Praying God can help me deal with me so I won't miss what He has for me to do. Praying for the selfishness of my family members who only think about themselves
and only want things to go their way, praying that they can be forgiving and not let go and let God. Amen. 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 So as I open up, you know, for prayer, I'm going to invite you to put your prayer requests inside of the chat room so that I can read it when I'm finished praying. And thanking you all who have submitted your prayer requests. They are very, very moving and touching and really giving God the glory that you're able to see the things that you're able to see. Okay. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, thanking you for all that you have done for us. Every time we went to sleep, God, we were on your mind. And Lord, we are still on your mind as you bring selfishness to the table. So many of us, Dear Heavenly Father, have been driven to thinking of ourselves because we just pour and pour and pour out to so many people because we were neglected, forgotten about, disregarded. And now, you know, it's time for me to think of me and do what I need to do for me. You know, so many things, God, have driven people to just thinking about themselves. And Lord, as we come before you tonight, under the sound of my voice, God, I am praying that everyone who is on this line right now, regardless of what platform they're using, that you would send someone their way, that they could invite them to listen to this prayer, that they could minister to them about the selfishness that maybe they see in the person. God, I'm asking you, under the sound of my voice, that they would invite someone in this room because we all know someone who needs prayer and that they would not be selfish or shy or just not doing their discipling the way they need to, God, that they already understand that this is what we're supposed to do because the evangelizing is supposed to be ongoing. And Lord, as you've heard the prayer request, God, you know, we have those who are asking you to help them to stop being selfish, that maybe they've even come a little way, a little distance into combating that selfishness or allowing you to have that selfishness in them. And then for whatever the reason is, God, they stop. They can't see the reason why they need to do what they need to do. They can't see the reason why they got to think of someone else first. They can't see the reason why they need to think of someone else just a little more than what they've been thinking of. God, we're asking you to open up the doors of the mind, open up the doors of the heart, open up the doors of their spirit, dear Heavenly Father, so that they can hear and see and feel and have a desire to fix this thing and make it better. Because selfishness is ugly. Selfishness is sinful. Selfishness is deceitful. Selfishness is a lack of love. Selfishness is just not being in the corner for your brother. And God, tonight, we're going to leave all of that behind. We're going to leave it all behind. And if we are not a selfish person, God, and we're just accustomed to giving, we're going to pray that you give us the balance that we need, God, that we won't be so busy saying yes that we forget about ourselves, because we run the risk of becoming selfish later when we realize that people are just going to march all over us, when people are going to disregard us because we've already disregarded ourselves. Lord, we're going to ask you for that person. We have people in here who are praying for their father, someone who might be praying for their husband or their wife, God. And Lord, we're asking you to illuminate their eyes, their hearts, their minds, their ears, their eyes, so that they can see everything that you are putting before them, so that they could help to minister and witness to that father or to that spouse or to that friend or that coworker who is selfish, dear Heavenly Father, and that they would be able to articulate it from you, that your words would be their words, that your will and your way would be their will and their way, that they would not step out and try to pray and wing it, just say what they think needs to be said, but that they would seek you first, even for that prayer, before they even think about praying for someone else, that they have sought you out and made sure that they are cleansed properly, so that when they come to you, you can have an open vessel, that they are not being selfish and closed-minded, but that you wouldn't have to be cracking through. You don't have to get that nutcracker, but that you have a viable tool to work with. We're thanking you, God, for all of us who have shaken that selfishness, that we know what it's about. We know how we can get there. We know how we got there. And we see it in the next person. And you are allowing us to use our own testimony to help our fellow man, that we can speak for what we know, that we can speak for what we learned, and that we will not miss the opportunity to hold hands and hold hearts together at no time. That you would bless this platform, God, because you called it into existence and we're just carrying out what you have called us to do. And that we won't be so busy partying and barbecuing and running the streets that we don't take time to join together collectively. That this would not be something that we ignore because you didn't send it our way for us to not pay it any attention. We're trusting you, God. We're trusting that every time you bring a topic and a theme to this table, to this platform, that it was because it was ripe for the picking. We were ripe for the picking. That we are being highlighted. We are being called out. We are being forced to search ourselves to ensure that we're not living that particular thing that you're pointing out. So, Lord, I'm asking for all those who took the time to send in that prayer request, for all the time that they took to ask you to cover them, to ask you to cover that loved one, that neighbor, that person that they have come to love and care about, that nobody would be left uncovered tonight, who's living in selfishness, who's about to walk in selfishness, who's come out of selfishness and has the potential of going back in. We're thanking you, God. We're thanking you. And we know you know us better than we know ourselves. And Lord, we're just asking you to continue to cover us. Continue to have us look in that mirror. So we're not pointing across that table, but we're looking at that reflection. And when that reflection doesn't look like you, when that reflection doesn't sound like you, when that reflection doesn't resemble you, that automatically, God, we would feel off. We would feel out of place. We would know that something's not right, that you're knocking on the heart. And we're saying, it's not me, but in actuality, it is us. I'm asking you, God, to be with everyone who may have wanted to be here tonight, but just couldn't. And those who are walking around with a heavy heart, God, I'm asking you to help them to release everything to you, God, that they would not be walking around with a heavy heart because they have not opened themselves to you. Thank you, Father. We're going to include anybody who we might remember when we hang up and disconnect from this prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you for thinking about us. Thank you, God, that we are now the front runners. We are the trendsetters. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord, and we love you, Lord, today, because you cared for us in such a special way. We ask for our hearts, our minds, our spirits be washed from any selfishness that might reside, even if it's 1%, because 1% easily becomes 3%. 3% easily becomes 10%, God. And the further we walk away from you, the harder life is going to be to get right. So we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you for your son. Oh, thank you for his lack of selfishness. Thank you. Thank you that he thought about us. He didn't think about himself. And that we would want to pattern ourselves behind that role model. He went up on that cross for such a wretch as me. Oh, for a wretch like me. Oh, when I was doing wrong and he was on this, sitting on the throne right beside you and was calling out our names. We were still at it. But he still did not stop and say, I'm tired of calling that name. There's nothing selfish about your son. And we thank you for that. We thank you for giving us something that we can pattern ourselves behind. We love you. We love you for your lack of selfishness, for giving us your son, for always forgiving us, even when we keep saying we're not going to do it no more. Even when we have shut down and we have indicated we didn't want you. Even when we indicated we didn't want you, we shut down and we told you we didn't want you. Put your sin in your grace and mercy. You still gave us everything we had. Everything we needed and everything we need right now. Thank you, God, for showing us what a lack of selfishness is. We give you the glory and the honor. So rightly do your name. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 We thank you for our Facebook user tonight. I don't know you by name, but I thank you for joining us tonight. Please do not hesitate to come back and hold hands and hold hearts with us and join us as we beseech the Lord for all of our faults, for all of the components that we're missing, for all of the characteristics that are out of place, even when we call ourselves a child of God. Please keep coming back. Please come back. Please bring a friend. Please tell someone that God is waiting right here for us to come before him. If you know someone who is selfish, just call out their name. Call out their name. And feel free to play this prayer back. If you are lost for words, it's okay. It's okay. Just talk to God. Just talk to God. Just tell God that you're trying to develop a prayer life, that you want to deepen that relationship with him. And when you ignore him, you are being selfish to him and his son. And you realize that right now. God, I never realized that when I thought about myself and I didn't share Jesus with my next door neighbor, that I was being selfish. Lord, when I went to buy that bag of chips, and I knew somebody else needed that quarter more, and you brought them to my mind, and I said, no, that's all right. I'll get them the next time. And we were being selfish. When we received from you, when you gave us and we didn't give you back, we were being selfish. Let's acknowledge that tonight. Let's tell somebody what it's like and what being selfish is all about. Don't make that mistake to continue to walk sinfully, because later is not promised to us. And I don't necessarily mean death, because sometimes the things that go wrong in our life, we wish we were dead, because the hurt and the pain, the discomfort, all the craziness that goes on that we've invited into our life because we were selfish, we don't want to be here no more. And I really want to say to you parents, you know, before we disconnect from this line tonight, that it was brought up that we say we love our children. But when we don't put our children before ourselves, well, whatever we want to do takes precedence. And we forget about the domino effect into their life. We are being selfish. So just go to God tonight. Just go to God and just ask him to reveal to you any area in your life that you just might be selfish in. That it's not your intention to be selfish. But we're going to have to. We're going to have to ask God. God, help me. Reveal it. Because I don't want to be so arrogant that I don't think nothing's wrong with me. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you, God, for not being selfish towards us. Oh, you are the man. Amen. So I invite you again to come back each week. You know, come, you know, sign up to friend me. Friend me on Coach for Christian Life. That's Coach for, F-O-R, Christian Life on Facebook. Go ahead and send me that friend request. So that way, every time when we load up here for prayer, you're there. Please subscribe. Like our YouTube page. That way, each time we come on for prayer, you get that bell. It's prayer time. Thank you so much. Please make sure you join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's due time with Pastor Steph, where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. God spares. Hope to see you in the morning. Hope to talk to you in the morning. If not, until we meet again, God spare our life. I love you.